at thetoadfly.com. And now, here's Tim Bowl.
Right here in the Fury Electric studio, Justin Akre, Pat Bradley, Tim Bowl, and Tim's assistant, Matty T, of course, here as well.
Ooh. Does she get paid being your assistant?
Gotten some tip money here. She's went and done some guided trips on dry run.
Room
us, so.
Board and three square meals, just like an NCAA athlete.
She said, "Dad'll make you do
definitely.
Get me out of school for the day, and I'll be happy to do whatever." Well, it's good to have you in studio, Tim, and his daughter Cameron, who is
how old?
12.
She's got a lot of work to do after she gets done here. She's keeping up on her studies.
I don't know. I don't feel too good. The 12-year-old girl is probably a much better fisher person than I am.
Oh, yeah.
Talking
she
trash
says, no
to
doubt.
I love it. The prodigy.
No doubt about it, she says.
The prodigy.
So let's start with the business side of things. We need to make sure we do our fishing scale for the weekend because I think we forgot that last week. But what's and we'll talk more with Cameron here. You may give Pat some fishing tips. Cameron, you mind do that?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
What do we got going right now?
Man, we're looking at a 10 toads weekend.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean,
first one.
Yeah, it's going to be a great weather. You know, we finally, I'm sure everybody's drove to work right now and seeing all the bugs that get piled up on their windshields. So, you know, everything's getting right. You know, much like Arkansas Derby's this weekend, fish are starting to put their colors on. Water's getting a little bit warmer, and everybody's looking for something to eat.
I would like to point out that Tim only does guided tours for fish that won't live forever on their own. So they were going to. It's going to end at some point anyway.
Do fish die of natural causes?
Oh, yeah. Everything dies of natural causes.
Except for prairie lobster. Apparently, they live forever.
Okay.
I mean, they're the most.
I plan on living forever. I don't know what's up with you guys.
Well, you're half lobster. You got a good shot.
It's a good point.
Pat, you should come back in July. It'll be a nice, beautiful shade of red.
Yeah, you're running the same kind of line that Ricky Bobby was, wasn't it? With your amount of income and advances in technology. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Can't stop me.
And he also knows how to turn the audio up on the radio while he's watching TV, so he's got that going for him.
Yeah. Listen, there's a lot of things I can do, one of which, I'm not a great fisherman, but I need help with that.
Man, we can do it. I've been, fishing. Yeah, fly fishing. We'll go out and hit the water anytime y'all get ready.
Cameron, what's your favorite kind of fish to fish for, and what's your favorite method of fishing? You like fly fishing? You like using spinner baits? You like putting that worm on the hook? What's your deal?
I like fly fishing, and favorite type of fish to fish for is trout.
Okay.
By far.
Well, I bet there are not that many 12-year-old girls in America that can fly fish very well.
No. She's, like you say, she's better than me. She's caught bigger fish than I have already.
Wow. You tie your own flies?
Yeah.
Wow, you're serious.
So is that the, and I'm very ignorant here, so I'm glad you guys are here. So what the bait, you don't have a bait on a fly fishing
No, you don't.
It's just a little
fly lure that you make either, you know, out of, there's some synthetic materials right now, but also, you know, we use a lot of feathers and fur. So, you know, we've taken a deer that we've killed before and took the bucktail off of it and made a clouser minnow and then went out and caught fish.
How long does it take you to make one?
Man, it varies. Some flies you can have done, you know, in just a couple of minutes, and then we've got some that go up to like 15 minutes.
But you make your own?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we do it there at the shop. We teach classes on how to do it. We posted a video online last night of one of Jordan Case's, he calls it a gold digger, flies and how to tie it.
What do the fish think that little thing is, that fly in the water? What do they think it is?
It varies.
Think it's a fly?
Yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah, sometimes it's a fly. Different kinds of bugs. You know, we have bait fish imitations. We have things that don't look like anything in particular, but just look like something that they want to eat.
And the key is to make that fly dance on the water. Do a little jig on the water.
Most of your flies, like when you're fly fishing for trout, yeah. You're actually wanting it to look like it's natural. You know, if the water's flowing just perfect, you want that fly to be sitting there and have no drag, no wake, look like a bug that's sitting on the water. Those flies, you can drift it over the top of a trout. If you've got any drag or it looks unnatural at all, they won't hit it. And you can do it five or six times, get one good drift, and they'll take it.
Where's the hot spot this weekend?
Hot spots all over. Little Red's been on fire. I mean, they're doing a little bit of work on the dam, so they've had a constant flow going.
Mm-hmm.
There's no wade fishing right now, but you're able to go out on a boat, drift nymphs, drift streamer patterns, and hit them that way. Lake Dardanelle, Lake Atkins have been doing well. The crappie and bass are starting to move up into the shallows. Like I said, we're finally starting to string some warm days together where the water temperature is getting up in the 50s, which gets everything ready to eat and mate.
Tis the season. Spring's in the air.
Mate.
Yeah.
Spring is in the air. 501-499-6914. That's the number. And online, you guys are at?
TheToadFly.com.
TheToadFly.com. And the TV show we're going to start, I think we're going to post a link to the TV show each week on the website, too. But
yeah. Doing your own TV show?
Yeah.
Is your assistant going to be on it?
Monday nights. Yeah, Monday she's nights, actually been on. They had a whole episode that was just
big
kids
time.
Episodes. You can watch that one online on our Chasing Waters website right now,
TV
the dry
star.
Run.
One last thing. When you do catch a fish, do you help people clean it? And
most of the trout fishing that we do, we don't keep fish. It's all catch and release. I mean, the wild, the brown trout that are in the White, the North Fork, and the Little Red.
That's your practice.
Yeah, they're wild now. They put them in the 70s, but they naturally reproduce. Now, if you go out and catch rainbows, that's what they're there for. Pull them and eat them all you want. But the browns try to look at them, take a picture, and stick them back in the water because when they're gone, they're gone.
Cameron, what's the
that's sad.
What's the heaviest and longest fish you've ever caught?
One of my fish was as big as my dad's arm.
Wow,
how big is that?
She caught one that was probably around 28 inches.
That's impressive.
And that's on Dry Run Creek that we were talking about.
Cameron, do you name the fish when you catch it? Do you name the fish, take a picture, and then throw them back in?
Sometimes.
You do name. Okay, all of them.
What'd you call that monster?
The monster.
The monster. That's good.
Dad's arm.
That's a big one.
Dad's arm.
Dad's arm, the monster.
That'd be good.
Yep.
All right. So.
Can you name the next one, the zone? Take a picture and say, here's a little tribute to the zone.
Yes, sir.
All right. Good. Beautiful.
Call it the shooter.
The shooter, there you go. I like that. Are you guys on Twitter?
Yeah, we're on Twitter and Instagram.
All right, good. Well, yeah, you got to tweet and Instagram the photo. That would be good. Anything else you want to hit? Here we got about 45 seconds left.
This week, starting today, if you book a trip, tell me that you heard us on the buzz. Monday through Thursday, if you book a trip, it's $325, which is saving you about $75. But from now till next Friday, and the next Friday we'll have another deal for you.
That's for up to how many folks?
That's for two people.
Okay,
lunch
great.
On the river and all your flies. If you don't have fly fishing gear and just want to learn, jump in the boat. We'll have everything there.
That's us. We need that deal.
We got to go down there.
Because we know less
than
nothing.
Think we do the show from there?
Yes. Actually, we're getting to the point. We need a little generator. And then we could do the show from on the water. That would be really fun.
That'd be classy.
Yeah.
We'll drag cameras when we go.
All right.
Oh, this is going to get out of hand. I like where we're headed with this.
And then when you get ready to take your kids up to Dry Run, that's what part of the reason we brought Cameron up here to get you hooked up.
We'll get on
get
that.
You on the way.
All right. It's like the guy said in Jaws, we're going to need a bigger boat. We're going to bring all the camera crew and the radio gear. Appreciate it. TheToadFly.com. Check it out.